Well, praise the Lord. This is Apostle Curtis Lewis of Someone Cares Ministry. Welcome to the broadcast today. I want to thank you for tuning in. I want to encourage you to get your Bible and search the scriptures with me. We're going to deal with nothing but the scriptures. We're going to continue a message today entitled The Truth About Sin. Glory to God. Sin is nothing to play with. Jesus came to destroy the works of the devil, and he accomplished it. So, therefore, we can live a life free from all sin. Let's go into the Word of God and let's learn the truth about sin. God bless you.
Amen. We're looking at it. Then you got the cross message. I love the cross. I love the blood. But they preaching it from the wrong perspective. They coming out now, and their biggest thing now is fighting against the grace people, trying to make like they ain't like the grace people. No, you like them because they using grace. You just using the cross. Y'all using holy things and coming up with an unholy life. And I'm just calling them all out now. Let me tell you something. Y'all find this scripture. You know, because, I mean, evil has flooded the world now. Okay? And God allowed it to do that. But the Bible said when the devil come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord going to lift up a standard. This is the standard of the Word of God that we lifting up right now. And they can't hide from it. These scriptures eating them alive. These scriptures eating all of them alive. I used to live in the country. I ain't always had a nice apartment or a nice house, okay? And I'm saying this so I can let you know that we ain't there no more. But we used to live in the country, and we was poor. And we had roaches. Now, I know but that's where I came from. Thank God I've been delivered, because I can't stand them fellas. Thank God they got all kinds of chemicals now to deal with them. But we had roaches, isn't that right? We had roaches. We would come in the house, you turn the light on, all of them running, finding them a crack. And God showed me in the spirit that this standard, God lifting this standard up now. And all these roaches running, trying to find a crack. Come out that crack, preacher. These scriptures got you. This is the standard of the Word of God. When the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard. There ain't but one standard in the earth. That's this truth. And he's lifting it up big right now. It ain't no accident we going on 940. Amen. And don't need nobody's help. They can support if they want to, but I ain't going to never ask them for nothing. God is supporting himself. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My God, I believe it's going to be some more. I believe it's going to be television for long. Oh, yeah, it's going to be there. Yeah, because God lifting up a standard now. Glory to God. Because there's all kinds of doctrines in the church. Okay, 3 points. First one, he that committed sin is of the devil. I have to take you through some more scriptures to show you what the scripture is saying. So you won't think this is my interpretation. I'm going to let the scripture interpret that. But beware of this teaching. And I want to say this loud and clear, because it is not only this ministry in town. It is most of the pulpits that you go to. Believe that. And the preacher may not get up and say it every Sunday, but if you hem him up, almost every preacher, almost, I'm going to say it like this, 80 to 90% of preachers, if not more, believe this garbage. And they throw little hints like nobody's perfect. Wait a minute, preacher, won't you define that? Define that. Anytime your preacher tell you that, you ought to act. Don't just be giving your tithe and offering and don't think you can't ask him a question. Pull him aside. I'm not saying get out of order or nothing, because you still need to be respectful. Pull him aside. Sir, pastor, whatever you call him. What do you mean by that? Because the Bible said the fivefold ministry is for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, and that we should bring them to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man. The Bible said you're supposed to bring the people unto a perfect man. What do you mean nobody's perfect? Come on. Explain that one. Don't let them get away. Amen. And y'all know here that we're not talking about being humanly perfect. Amen. We're talking about being godly perfect. We're talking about being godly, being clean, walking in the spirit, living without sin. That's what we're talking about. And it's possible. And if the preacher don't know how to get you there, ask yourself a question. Why am I even following you? That's what preachers are for. Now, when they get up and throw that little slang, nobody perfect. There ain't no such thing as sin is perfection. That preacher telling you he got sin in his life. Now, Luke 6:39 says clearly, this document is settled. If you're blind, leave the blind, both of them falling in a ditch. And I'm sounding the alarm all over the body. When these preachers get up and say nobody's perfect, they don't know what they're talking about according to this holy document. Perfect, perfection, and perfecting is found in the Bible over 120 times. And you got the audacity to get up and say nobody's perfect? What is it in the Bible 120 times for them? What is God talking about? And for those that have never heard me, let me simplify it. Here's what God means by perfect. I'm going to let the scripture give you the definition. Luke 6:40. Everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Perfect means to be like Jesus. To live a life like Jesus. Now, any preacher tell you no such thing as living like Jesus on this earth, that preacher shouldn't be leading a roach. Because he don't know what he's talking about. 1 John 2:6 says, if you say you are in him, you abide in him, you ought to walk like he walked. You mean the Bible tell me I ought to walk like him and I can't? You know why most church members can't? You know why most preachers can't? They haven't found the way to. It's a narrow path. And if somebody have found the path, you need to listen to what he's saying and hear the word and endure, teach, stay with the word until you get there, because it's real. Yes. It is real. Glory to God. And I'm putting all of them on the spot. These preachers should not be going around teaching that from the pulpit. And they wrong for doing it. And I want everybody in every congregation to realize if your preacher telling you that and you let him get away, when he fall in a ditch, the Bible prophesied and said, you going in the same ditch with him. The Bible says that. Amen. I told y'all, I'm doing real church. I ain't out here to play. Okay. All right, John 8:34. I'm going to live and not die, and I'm going to proclaim the works of the Lord. For with long life he shall satisfy me and shall show unto me his salvation. Y'all see I can take correction? Long as you right when you corrected me. Now if you're wrong, but if you're right, you're right. Anybody, and let me tell you something else about preachers. You ought to check your preacher. If your preacher can't take correction from nobody, that's who you following. Because the Bible told us preachers to be in submission one to another. If I got another preacher coming along, he got some truth that I don't have. If I'm smart, I submit myself to that truth of God. A preacher can't submit himself, full of himself. And whatever he is, coming on you, baby. That's a spiritual law. So look and see if they walking in humility. Look and see if they really believe in perfection God's way. Look and see if they believe this whole book that you can live free from sin. I'm not talking about these old crazy doctrines. Well, you know, we all going to sin, but just don't let it rule and dominate. When you hear those two words, that's a doctrine. It's a doctrine. Amen. I'm telling off on all of them. I am, and I'm calling my name first. Check me. Don't ever stop checking me out. Glory to God. Okay, John 8:34. Hallelujah. Says this. All right, look at Jesus. He said, Jesus answered them, verily, verily. He's putting emphasis on what he's about to say. Verily, verily, I say unto you. It's up here? That's right, it's up there. All right. Jesus answered them, verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever. 1 John said, he Jesus said, whosoever. Now, how can a Christian say, well, I love the Lord. He ain't talking about me there. That Bible going to be picked up in the last day, and God going to say, I said whosoever. You interpreted that, or he didn't mean Christians. No, that was your interpretation. The Bible said whosoever. This is how you stay safe. Stick with what the scriptures say. So it says, whosoever committed sin, singular, right? Not S-I-N-S. One sin. Look, I'm telling you, this sobered me up. When I found out I was a soul with choice, that Jesus died and put my destiny back in my hand, everybody that go to heaven, you go because you choose to. God ain't forcing nobody to go to heaven. The holiness of God, the blood of Jesus, don't force you to go to heaven. That blood restored man back to choice. You can choose ye this day who you gonna serve. Until you realize sinning is a choice and righteousness is a choice, you're gonna have an excuse to sin. It's a choice. And now when I found out God put my destiny in my hand, and through his power, I can now choose life. That Bible said when you commit sin, and there's a doctrine in the church that said, he said committed, which means practicing. No, baby. Okay, these are doctrines I'm fighting now. I'm fighting these devils in the church because they got people deceived. Baby, let me tell you something. When you commit one sin, you just practice that sin. If the doctor open up a practice and see one patient, he practicing. They teach and say that means don't do the lifestyle of sin. In other words, here's what the doctrine say. You can sin, but just don't practice it. That's a lie. And that's going to get a lot of people in hell if they try to live that out. That is a lie. But Jesus said if you commit sin, singular, he said whosoever commits sin is the servant of sin. Then let me give you another one. This Bible interpreting itself. See, I'm tired, huh? See, I'm tired of doctrines. Y'all see me up here laboring doing this, and it ain't per se for you, all for you. I'm dealing, God don't have me on all of these stations for nothing, because this is not being taught. Turn on your television and radio and see when the last time people dealt with this in depth. They're not dealing with it. You know why? They're too into money. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 6. That's why we're not asking nobody for money. People going to find their way to support this ministry. And when they get stupid with money, I'm going to show you we ain't about money. We just mail the check back. I like what Sister DeLisa said. Sister DeLisa said she heard me say this on one of my radio broadcasts. If this ministry failed, didn't you tell me that Thursday night? I mean that with every fiber of my being. I believe this thing is of God, okay? I believe I'm called by God. And if I'm not, I don't need to be in this. Okay? So if it falls, let it fall. Because if it's not God, what am I doing in it? But I ain't never seen God fail. Glory to God. So that's why I can mail a check back. Find you a preacher and count them on your hand that mail money back. Find them. They in it for money. That's why I'm telling you something. The easiest thing to do now, the easiest business to start is a church. Because all you got to do, you can go on. You ain't even got to be called to preach. You ain't got to know nothing. But you're going to have to at least get you a few scriptures so you can fool the people. You can go online and get you a license. And ain't got no call of God on your life. Then you can go submit some paperwork to the IRS. And you got your business tax free.
That is crazy.
If you got an ability to write and make you some books. Oh man, tax free money. Sell millions and millions and millions of copies of books. And you won't see selling God's word nowhere in the Bible. I'm telling y'all, church has become a big joke. And don't y'all ever get upset with me for exposing that joke. Because I'm going to expose that joke, and I'm going to live and not die and complete my course. It's a joke. People are souls in danger, and you here playing church. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Romans 6 and verse 11 through 16. Watch what the Bible say. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead. That's what I'll be talking about. I got to make sure I keep this straight. I'm dead to myself, which means self don't control me. I love Jesus more than I love myself. Amen. And ain't nothing he tell me to do, I won't do. I'm going to do whatever. All he got to do is make it plain to me. I'm going to do it. And I'm going to do it all the way to the end. That's my resolve. I resolved that. Jesus said, unless you do that, you can't be his disciple. That's what he meant. Unless you take up your cross and deny yourself, Jesus said, you're really not my disciple till you do that. So everybody got to make that resolve. For God I live and for God I die. Everybody, the whole church. That was the first message that was really preached. How it got lost now and it's not even a message no more. Amen. Okay. Likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed unto sin. That's why I ain't sinning. I'm dead to sin. First, give you a confirming verse. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. See, scripture. Bear witness with scripture. Interpret scripture. I'm living scripture. This ain't my commentary. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 1. He that has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. That scripture telling you, you can cease sinning. All you got to do is suffer in the flesh. You know what it means, suffer in the flesh? Deny yourself. He's not talking about suffering with sickness and poverty. He's saying deny yourself, and that's a suffering. Okay, when you do, you cease sinning. Give you another scripture. Scripture, interpret scripture. Okay. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 and 2. Read that for me.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which...
Let the Holy Ghost lay it aside for us.
Let us.
Y'all see that? Because see, people preaching a lazy salvation as if since I'm saved by grace through faith, I don't do nothing. That ain't what that Bible say. That Bible said, let us. Read it again.
Wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us.
Since I'm in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, I don't hear me. That Bible said, let us lay aside the sin. Now, how you going to preach we don't do nothing after salvation, my brother, and I love you? No, that Bible said you do something. Let us lay aside the sin and the weight which, and the weight and the sin which doeth so easy to beset us. The Bible is saying you can lay sin down. Now, since I'm on this, let me teach this. Don't y'all get irritated with me. I'm doing my job, okay? Y'all say, I love you, Apostle. I'm praying for you. Amen, because I'm doing my job. God, look, when things get so rough and bad, God will call somebody that got courage to just straighten it all up. A true apostles bring alignment and correction. Okay, now, this brother was on, we watched him on the own thing. He the one went and exposed it all over the world, so now I got a right to answer all over the world. Okay, so hey, set it up pretty. He set it up pretty. See, I'm in the scripture. I was going privately. I wasn't going to say nothing openly. But the Bible said once they do it openly, then you can address it openly. That's why I'm in the scripture. I'm inside of the scripture. He was trying to prove that night. Y'all watched it. May the 13th, 2015 is still on the internet. And just in case if they deleted it, we still got a copy. He was teaching. Well, show me somebody in the Bible that was perfect. David fell. Samson fell. But my thing was, do you have a record where Samson did it again? So do you have a record where David did it again? So how you going to build a doctrine on we going to do it because they did it? That's reasoning, okay? Then he said, nobody in the Bible, you can't find nobody that live a perfect life. Did you ever read about Enoch? There's no recorded sin on Enoch, and the Bible said God just took him. And before he left, the scriptures say he had this testimony that he pleased God. Why you ain't find that scripture? Come on now, they're dealing with the right one, because we're going to deal with scripture. You got reasoning. Then, did you read Hebrews 11 verse 40? That these all died, and God prepared some better things for us, that they without us could not be made perfect. You can't be made perfect without a real apostle. Amen. Now, this scripture right here, watch, you're coming out of chapter 11 where you're seeing all of these heroes of faith. And we do have record on them, a lot of them that fail, right? Now, watch this now. Watch this. You do have a record where a lot of them that made it, and they made the hall of faith. But you read their life, you do see where a lot of them fail. That's not a reason to establish a failing doctrine. Because chapter 12 comes and says, now, seeing we are compassed about with all of these witnesses, now let us lay aside the sin. Uh-huh. Since you know David fell, you lay it aside. That's the word. So if you're going to establish a sin in doctrine, your doctrine just been tore up by the next chapter. You see, and the people don't understand this. They got these skillful preachers up there working that word, but they're working their word. I'm working the word. And this word, this light coming on, and these preachers going in these cracks now. I'm pulling you out those cracks. Because this is the standard. Hallelujah. Now, likewise, reckon ye yourselves to be dead indeed to sin and alive unto God through Jesus Christ our Lord. Let not sin reign. Now they try to use this word reign here, and they talk about sin nature. Man, ain't no such thing as sin nature after you've been born again. Now, I know what happens when people go back. When people go back after the born again experience and sin leave a film or a craving in your body to yearn for what you gave it to. That don't mean you got a sin nature. That means you just caused this body to experience something that it shouldn't have experienced. And this body is made with affections. My wife touched me one time. I want her to keep touching me. I got an affection for her to touch me. Amen. Y'all see what I'm saying? The body got affections in it. Amen. And so when you give your body over to some, your body craved that. That don't mean your body was evil. It means somebody took the body there. The body didn't just jump up and go do that. Somebody in that body did. Why they ain't jumping up at funerals? It ain't your body. It's the soul that makes the choice, that took that body in sin, and now your body craving sin, and you calling it a sin nature. That was your choice, brother. You chose to get in sin, and now you're trying to blame it on a sin nature. Oh, I'm tearing up some stuff up here, EJ. Amen. I'm just teaching the Bible. It says, let not sin reign. Or any sin, whoever commits sin is of the devil. That sin, whatever it is, at that moment, become your ruler. Because Jesus said, when you sin, at that moment, you have become the servant of the sin you committed. Now, God, if God grants you repentance, thank God you got out of it. And I always say, if you're still breathing, that's the leeway. That's the mercy. So don't get around in the mully. Go on and grieve, but get out your grieving and get it right. Because you may die right there crying. That ain't good. Heart stop beating while you're crying. You better get out the sin and then cry and don't do it no more. Glory to God. This is the truth, saints. They're not teaching the truth about sin. And the church ought to fear sin. And we got doctrines to make God understand the truth about sin. Neither yield ye your members as instruments of unrighteousness unto sin, but yield yourselves unto God as those that are alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness. For sin shall not have dominion over you. None of it. Not one. Don't let them sell you that dominion doctrine. You can have it, but don't let it rule. No, it's going to rule if you got one. Okay, let me go on. All right, next point. Well, I got to give you one more passage here. 1 John chapter 3. Oh, you got it up here. That's right. 1 John chapter 3 and verse 3 through 8 or 9 through 10. Now watch this. Whosoever is born of God doeth not commit sin. The person that's born of God is the spirit inside of you. It's born of God. It can't sin. It won't sin. It knows God. It's divine. It's one with God. But that ain't you. That's the candle in you. Proverbs 20, verse 27, the spirit of man is the candle of the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 11, what man is a soul, what man knoweth the things of a man except the spirit of the man that's in the man, telling you the spirit in the man is not the man. But popular teaching, when you hear people say, I'm a spirit, I have a soul, I live in a body, that's what they talking about. They saying the spirit in you is you. No, you a soul that make choices. And if that teaching get in your belief system, it make you think the soul is just over here, something you have, and that's why teachers coming up saying now, your sins don't matter, your sins don't affect your relationship with God. That is a lie. Your sin will take you out of the presence of God and take you to hell. Whosoever is born of God committed not sin. For a seed, the seed is the word and the Holy Ghost inside of your spirit. And that's what caused that spirit not to sin. It says the seed remaineth in him and he cannot sin. Now, y'all know something can sin because all of us done sinned since we've been saved. Y'all want to raise your hand, I raise both of mine and my feet too. Okay? I'm not proud of that. I'm just telling you I've sinned since I've been saved. Now I've found out how to stop sinning. Okay? So something sinning, we know your spirit can't. Okay, let's keep reading, because he is born of God. Interpret scripture. In this, what he just talked about, sinning. In this, the children of God is manifest and the children of the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness, right standing with doing what is acceptable to God. Whoever don't do right and do unrighteousness, that Bible said right here, the children of God and the children of the devil is manifest right here. Whosoever doeth righteousness. The minute you don't do righteousness, then that other scripture come back into place. He that committed sin is of the devil. There's another scripture interpreting it and making it clear, saying, here's where the children of God and the children of the devil line is drawn. If you in unrighteousness or if you're righteous. So if a righteous person step inside of unrighteousness, you have become of the devil at that minute. That's the truth about sin that they don't teach us. We teach one side, and we say when you come to God, all your sins are gone, no record of them. They are blotted out, and we teach that with boldness. And that is correct. But the other side is when you step back in sin, all your righteousness is wiped out. That's what they don't tell us about sin. Point two, Jesus destroyed the works of the devil. Let me tell you something, saints. Let me tell you something because see, people hear this teaching. They'll hear it, and they say, that's the Bible. That's true. But then they'll try to take their humanity and make it fit in their world. You can't do that. You know a puzzle? All of them go in a specific place. You try to take the wrong one. That's what people do when they hear the truth. And the Bible done said now, the Holy Spirit gonna guide you in truth. His word is truth. His word is above his name. This word is forever settled. The word can't be broken. Don't interpret it, but in people's mind, they are saying, but people are hearing messages like, and then they'll take this word and try to make it fit in their mind and the way they perceive things. No. That's dangerous.
Well, praise the Lord. We're going to have to cut into the broadcast today, but we thank you for tuning in. If you would like to call us, you can call us at 225-272-6647. That's 225-272-6647. We would like to invite you to our webpage where you can continue more free teaching without any dollar figures ever on the Word of God. And you can tap into the webpage at www.someonecaresministry.org. That's www.someonecaresministry.org. We have a webpage where we will disciple you in the word of truth, and you can search the scriptures with us to see if those things are so. www.someonecaresministry.org. This is Apostle Lewis saying, we love you, we thank God for you, and remember, someone cares for you, and his name is Jesus.